music of Eric Coates and his London Suite, subtitled London Every Day. He wrote a London Again Suite, taking advantage of the popularity of the first. He wrote Sleepy Lagoon, which most people don't know, Vault Serenade, and that certainly is a standard. Stereophonically at 5 o'clock, The Clown's Dance of Ibert, one of the very few works in the repertoire that uses a pair of scissors as the featured instrument. And if you have stereo, it is rather effective, as they have an excellent set of imported shears that they use in it. I think you'll like that. The writing of a melody can be accomplished in many different ways. Eric Coates specialized most of the time in rather light music. Mr. Sibelius also wrote beautiful melodies, but his concern was a much deeper thing, and his symphonic music is colored with the dark tones of his homeland. This is an extract from his Symphony No. 1 in E minor, composed in the year 1889. Philadelphia Orchestra is conducted by Eugene Ormandy. The Sibelius Symphony No. 1 in E minor, Opus 39, with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Eugene Ormandy, the conductor. You look in any reference book and it will tell you that Sibelius wrote 7 symphonies, but there is considerable evidence to lead us to believe that he actually wrote 8. He was asked during his later years about an 8th symphony and became very agitated when anybody treaded on the subject, and as a great composer, people treaded rather softly around him, so nobody pushed. And it could well be that he did write an 8th symphony. There's a very touching story connected with Eugene Ormandy and Sibelius. Ormandy and the entire Philadelphia Orchestra traveled to Sibelius's home. He was ill, very old at the time. They traveled about 20 miles away from the main city to come to Sibelius's home. And Ormandy went inside and talked to Sibelius and asked if he would come to the window and look down on the Philadelphia Orchestra or come outside. They were all waiting outside, the entire orchestra. Sibelius said, "Well, I don't speak English very well." Normandy said, just look at them, don't say anything." And for everybody, it was certainly worth the trip. It's about 13 and a quarter minutes after 4 o'clock at KRE. I'd like to be of service to somebody else. Well, you can do this by becoming a mental health volunteer. Join thousands of people in the Bell Ringer March for Mental Health, the fundraising drive of the Alameda County Medical Health Association. So if you have some spare time and want to feel pretty good about something, call Glencourt 1-9602. Glencourt 1-9602. March for Mental Health. Here is Sibelius, another side of the composer. Sibelius and Melisande, the music of Sibelius. What happened to my records here? The old trick of putting the wrong records in the wrong jackets. And a DJ without a record jacket is like a ship without a sail. Or something. You want some free help on spring cleaning? Doesn't cost you anything. Goodwill Truck will come over and pick up your repairable discards. Call Goodwill Industries and join in the training of handicapped people. So why keep that coat in the closet anymore? Or those button shoes? Let's face it. Always have them chromed and use them as a planter, I guess. This is a very short work of Fritz Kreisler called Schön Rosmarin. Let's get it straight. I got the Schön all right. The Rosmarin was a little shaky. And a work of Fritz Kreisler, Schön Rosmarin. This is one of the pieces that Rosmarin, rather Kreisler, claimed to have written at the outset. He, maybe you've heard the story before, I've told it. tough times, goodness knows, about some of Kreisler's compositions that he played in concert, and because he was the artist, he didn't want to seem to be pushing his own work, so he credited the compositions to others, claimed they were arrangements of much earlier works. And the critics, in listening to the concert, swallowed this whole thing hook, line, and sinker, and they very learnedly discoursed on Kreisler's arrangement of earlier music, and pretended in the article to know the earlier composer and know the work. And then later, Kreisler announced, "I wrote that myself from the ground up," and the critics, they were unhappy about this. You never want to make a critic look stupid. Let him do the job. 20 minutes after 4 o'clock, it's Handel in the Strand, whatever that means. Handel in the Strand of Percy Grainger, Frederick Fennell, and the Eastman Rochester Pops Orchestra. As you well know, this is National Library Week, and I thought I'd bring this out. Aides at the public library in Franklin, Ohio, pride themselves in filling book requests, but they're a little stumped about one they got yesterday. A woman says she wants a book on immorality with pictures. Sorry, lady. Can't get those even under the counter at the library. That's good. Hurry up, it says here. Don't be late. Everyone is coming to the University of California Big C Circus, being presented tonight from 7 o'clock until midnight. The janitor's getting excited, but he can't go because he lost his school ring at the beach. Didn't think I'd work that in today, did you?
I knew you would.
I always work that in. Rub it in. He had a beautiful big cow ring and lost it. Broke his heart. He forgot everything he learned, too, just when he lost the ring. This is the curious part about it. So if you find a ring at Stinson Beach, Cal ring, you'll be able to speak Spanish. In fact, even pass a test or two. I should get back to the subject, which is the University of California's Big C Circus, which starts tonight from 7 to midnight, and tomorrow from 11 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, then again to midnight from 7 in the evening at the Harmon Gym in Union Field on the Cal campus. Come and test your skill and win a prize. Enjoy the rides and colorful booths. One of the booths is a pie-throwing booth. You can throw a pie at a pretty girl, which is kind of interesting. I would much prefer to throw a pretty girl at a pie, gently. Dancing at its greatest with Sylvester Grisby tonight and his ensemble, and Candy Man and his Baroque group Saturday night. Something for everyone of all ages. All proceeds go toward the Cal Camp. Now, here's the serious part and why I'm talking about it. This is a student-organized and staff-camped that will accommodate 200 East Bay children. For most of these children, it'd probably be the only camping experience of their youth. Kind of a precious thing for a child to get out in the woods, so why not go tonight? Throw a pie at a pretty girl. Then tomorrow night, there's a special secret guest personality who will show up. You can throw a pie at him, or anybody, if you want to. Andre Kostolanitz's orchestra from an opera, The Pearl Fishers of Bizet, I Hear as in a Dream. The Pearl Fishers of Bizet sat on the island of Ceylon. And the hero's name was Nadir, or was it Zerge? It's hard to tell whether the hero is Zirga or the heroine, unless you see them. You'd be able to figure it out then. 4:31. You're listening to the afternoon concert, coming to you from KRE, AM and FM, and we have another quest to go on here to find out the music of Handel used in Handel in the Strand. I have a listener who specializes in Granger and music of Handel and would like to know from what Handel work comes this little melody you just heard. If anyone knows, give me a call and let me know. I'd very much like to mention it on the air. Granger, in talking about the composition, said he was inspired by delight on returning to the exhilarating sea climate of Holland after concerts further inland. This doesn't cast much light on it. So if you know, let me know. We'll pass it along to everybody. Well, everybody that really cares about such things. Let's review another portion of the Prokofiev Romeo and Juliet Mercury LP. And this is Juliet, the little girl. Here Juliet is teasing her nurse as she prepares for a party. The Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Stanislav Skrzydłoszewski. Young Juliet, she was, too, historically, supposed to be about 14. 23.5 minutes until 5 o'clock at KRE in Berkeley. Somebody walked off with the... Why they would want it, I don't know, unless the traffic did it. And that is, walked off with the Dame Judith Anderson record for Guide Dogs for the Blind. I suppose it was an official move. I want to play it today. I like her voice. It's nice to have a change of... voice here in the afternoon, so we'll just wing it here for Guide Dogs for the Blind. If you've ever had the opportunity of seeing these truly remarkable creatures in action, either learning their trade of being the eyes for a blind person, or in action as a fully qualified member of the guide dog set, you know that this is something very special. Not only to you in watching them work, certainly, but most particularly to the person that is the master or mistress of this magnificent German Shepherd, or many dogs do this. And the person goes over and meets his dog and learns with his dog, and soon he's out in the world. It gives a blind person a great deal of mobility. And if you'd like to help, you can send a contribution to, I believe the fellow's name is Kendrick Morish, Wells Fargo Bank in Oakland. He's a trustee, I guess, of Guide Dogs for the Blind. And you'll be helping someone else to live a richer life. I don't want to get off too much on animals today, because last night a member of my family, my cat, 15 years old, passed away. And got hurt. 22 minutes until 5 o'clock. This is the music of Borodin, the Nocturne. Nocturne from the Quartet in D. Actually, it's an arrangement from the original string quartet of Dvorak, Borodin, Andrei Kostolanets and his orchestra. Maybe you know some teenagers who are earning money from a paper route or from babysitting or something. Well, why don't you try to convince them that this is a good time in life to adopt the United States savings bond habit? Of course, it will help if you talk in their language. Come up to them and say, "Greetings, Gate. 23 Skidoo." And they look at you and say, "Oh, boy." Tell them that savings bonds are a swinging deal and that they return $4 for every $3 invested. Tell them, too, that savings bonds are safe, protected against loss or theft. And, of course, there's an extra reward in owning bonds, kind of like the sausage on the pizza. Oh, this is great. Tell them that when they buy savings bonds that you're really with it, helping to keep America strong, to keep freedom in your future. So tell those teenagers, you know, to bossa nova up to the savings bond window at the bank. And the gal will hit the alarm button, and all the doors will close and they'll carry him off. Best of all, set an example for them. Buy United States savings bonds yourself. Speaking of bossa noving up to things, this is Friday, and as a general rule, on Friday during the last portion of the program, I give you the top tunes around the nation. We find out how the other half is doing, and we'll be doing that this afternoon, a little bit after 5. I'm sure you can hardly wait. One of my favorite folk melodies, Song of Love and Sarba, with Lazarup Barbu Orchestra, Niku Pradeshku, the conductor. It's a pretty hazardous thing to play. Being of wood, you can get splinters, unless you're careful. 12.5 minutes until 5 o'clock. Ah, an ode to the Berkeley Sewing Machine Company. And I will do a short one for you. You know, in this day and age, as in any day and age, you will find merchants who give you an honest shake, a good product for a fair price. And the Berkeley Sewing Machine Company is this sort of an institution. You see, they've been in business since 1905, and they have a very important reputation to live up to. And the important reputation is that when people go in there, they're pleased with the merchandise they get, and further, they're pleased with the fine treatment they receive. None of this razzle-dazzle, we've got a deal for you, friend, but rather an intelligent approach to the purchasing of what can be an expensive item, a sewing machine. So if you're considering sewing machines, please consider the Berkeley Sewing Machine Company, 2030 University Avenue. That's on Shattuck and Milvia, the cross streets there. They're open every Thursday till 9 o'clock. They're good people. And if your present sewing machine is just so-so, step up to the 1963 Viking. They sell them there. It's a good machine. Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, when you send roses in the Tyrol, everyone knows what that means. Schenkt man sich Rosen in Tirol, with Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, Otto Ackermann, the conductor. Les played yesterday my favorite peeve, Maria Callas. And I don't know what her reputation is, but as far as I'm concerned, she can't carry a tune in a bucket. I guess you all have your favorite peeves. I don't know, there's something about her voice. It just irritates me. Also, her dealings with people are not the best. This influences me very much. And if someone isn't a good guy off screen, so to speak, I don't like him on screen. It's funny. Richard Burton was here now. I just shrug my shoulders. Liz Taylor, same thing. I'd shrug them a little differently for Liz, I think. Band of the Royal Military School of Music of Kneller Hall is conducted by Lieutenant Colonel D. McBain. This is the Royal Lincolnshire Regiment's regimental march, the Lincolnshire Poacher. And so we have come smack dab up against another newscast. At 5 o'clock, we have the music of Jacques Ibert for you. A very cute little thing called The Clown's Dance from a longer work, Invitation to the Dance. That's up and coming on the final portion of the afternoon concert, coming to you from KRE AM and FM in Berkeley, where the time is 6 minutes until 5 o'clock. For Dr. R. M. Lane, optometrist, here is the news. Rescue workers have found the bodies of 21 of the 22 men trapped in a coal mine explosion near Clarksburg, West Virginia. Little hope is held out for the one man still believed missing. The men were trapped in the Clinchfield Coal Company mine at Dola, West Virginia. Another tragedy in the news. 9 persons aboard an Air Force C-47 transport plane were killed today when their craft crashed and burned about 15 miles northeast of Albuquerque, New Mexico. The plane from Andrews Air Base near Washington was on a flight from Denver to Albuquerque. There were no survivors. Identification of the dead has been withheld pending notification of kin. A nuclear expert in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, has disputed testimony given by a prior witness before a Navy board investigating the sinking of the submarine Thresher. K Captain John Hinchy of Omaha received a previous statement that plastic found near the supposed sinking site appeared flame-charred. Hinchy said the dark areas on the plastic were caused by a lubricant. His testimony came shortly before the inquiry went into a closed session. The Defense Department reports that two Cuban gunboats engaged in maneuvers near a U.S. Coast Guard cutter in the Florida Straits. The cutter had been sent to investigate a report of a small boat in distress. The Cuban boat stopped maneuvering as soon as the two U.S. planes arrived on the scene in response to a call from the cutter. The action by the Cuban ships, some 30 miles northeast of Havana, was not considered hostile by the Pentagon. A photographer from New York, Alexander Roark, says he took part in a bombing raid over Cuba last night, during which five bombs were dropped on oil refineries near Havana. Roark's statement has been greeted with some skepticism at the State Department, which denied knowing anything about the alleged attack. Elsewhere in the world, Undersecretary of State Avril Harriman talked for 3.5 hours to Soviet Premier Khrushchev in Moscow, and the Russian leader pledged support for peace and neutrality in Laos. Harriman carried a letter on Laos to Khrushchev from President Kennedy. Meanwhile, Soviet news organs continued to carry charges that the U.S. provoked the current crisis in Laos. In Vientiane, Laotian Prince Souvanafuma rejected the communist charges and accused the communists of endangering the future of that Southeast Asian country. Secretary of State Rusk is scheduled to leave Washington tonight on a diplomatic mission that will include an official visit to Belgrade, Yugoslavia. During his 10-day trip, Rusk will meet with Yugoslavia's President Tito, as well as Indian Prime Minister Nehru, and leaders of Turkey and Iran. Rusk's trip is timed for a meeting of the Central Treaty Organization in Karachi, Pakistan. Daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. Sunday, with more than 113 million Americans turning their clocks ahead 1 hour. 20 states in the District of Columbia will go on the fast time. In 9 other states, various communities will adopt daylight savings, although it will not be on a statewide basis. 11 Negro ministers, including the Reverend Martin Luther King, have been sentenced to 5 days in jail and fined $50 each for taking part in integrationist demonstrations in Birmingham, Alabama. An attorney for the defendants says the sentences will be appealed. Western Electric Company has reached a new contract agreement for 17,500 phone equipment installers in 44 states. The pact was reached with the Communication Workers of America. The United Nations reports that its Congo force has been reduced to 13,800 men, a drop of about one-third from its peak strength. I'll have news of the West in just a moment after this message for Dr. Lane.
Your new bifocals will not make you look older if they're the new Inviso blended lenses that have no dividing line. Blended lens bifocals look like glasses worn by younger folks who do not yet need bifocals, but they do what bifocals do, give correct vision for both distance and reading without any dividing line. Dr. R.M. Lane Optometrist features Inviso blended lenses and all types of glasses on easy credit terms. Get needed glasses right now, spread the small payments over any reasonable length of time at Dr. Lane's. No appointment needed for eye examination. It's included in the complete optical service at Dr. Lane Optical Offices. New location in downtown Oakland, corner 12th and Washington, J.C. Penney Building on the ground floor. Other offices in Richmond, Haywood, Vallejo, San Francisco, and San Jose. A reminder to pensioners, you can get authorized OAS optical services at the Dr. Lane offices. Remember the name, Dr. Lane, L-A-Y-N-E.
The two convicts who tried to swim away from Alcatraz in last December's break received leniency today in San Francisco U.S. District Court. The men, John Paul Scott and Darlie Parker, got an additional 2 years, but the terms are concurrent with their present sentences. The State Council of Teachers Education says new requirements for certificates are too tough. The council fears they will choke off the supply of teachers. California joins most of the nation in going into daylight savings time at 2 a.m. Sunday. Set your clocks ahead an hour before you go to bed tomorrow night. Clearing skies tempered the rain in most of California late today, but rain is due back again on the coast tomorrow afternoon from San Francisco, Sacramento northward. For the Bay Region, fair this afternoon and tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow. Rain likely tomorrow night. Continued cool, low tonight 40 to 48. The high tomorrow 58 to 63. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of rain 10% tonight, 20% Saturday, 60% Saturday night. That at 5 o'clock is the news presented for Dr. R. M. Lane, optometrist, with convenient offices in Oakland, San Francisco, Richmond, Hayward, Vallejo, and San Jose. This is KRE, AM and FM, Berkeley.